Ladies and gentlemen, because of the earlier attack by Tremere, WWA is sorry to announce that there has been a change in tonight's main event. Since Derek Parks can no longer wrestle tonight, this will be a one-on-one matchup between Lombardi and Rick Righteous! And yes, folks, it will be for the vacant WWA American Heavyweight Championship belt.
Fans, I am shocked. Derek Parks has suffered quite possibly a career-ending injury. And believe it or not, the doctors here honestly believe that the man who had so much promise here in WWA may have broken his neck. The family and friends of Derek Parks say this. The WWA is hoping for a speedy recovery because Derek Parks, your presence will be missed in our ring. It sorely will be missed from WWA. And on behalf of the roster wrestlers here and our sponsors, eWrestling.org, you'll be in our prayer. Here comes Russell.
Entering the ring first is his manager, all the way from Mexico City, Mexico. This is Julio Rodriguez, the man without fear. You know him as La Sombra.
In comes La Sombra wearing his black Blue Loco t-shirt with the words, "Are you ready for war?" printed in red.
Show
some
respect.
And doesn't that say it all as he turns around and points to the phrase, "Here comes La Muerte," formerly known as Miguel Ruiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first combatant to enter the ring is imported directly from Spain and has been given the directive to destroy anything and everything in his path. Formerly known as Miguel Ruiz, he is now the Mexican Madman. He is La Muerte.
Muévete, puto, muévete.
Through the curtains walks an unstoppable wrecking ball of destruction known as La Muerte. And together, these two men are unifiably known as Un Loco. Tonight, they have a rare chance to not only silence the bragging and boasting of Rick Righteous, but they also are here to claim La Muerte's first major title. Entering the ring, lets out a warrior's cry, and falling to one knee in the center of the logo with his hands outstretched, Muerte runs his thumb across his throat in crippler-like fashion. These men are certainly tough, but the individual who will enter next, some say, is the most vicious man in the business. Listen to the Staples Center stand on their feet as their hometown favorite, their hometown hero, Rick Righteous, is about to enter.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
And his opponent, he comes to us from right here in Los Angeles, California, making his way back to the ring after a long retirement. He once again looks to establish his dominance over the roster in a federation that he claims he built off of his blood, sweat, and tears. He is a former WEWA World Heavyweight Champion, and it is time to introduce to you, he is the Hammer of Doom, the Michelangelo Lucane, and he is the one, the only, Rick Righteous!
Probably the most ego-driven wrestler on this roster. From day one, Rick Righteous has made it clear. It's either his way or the highway. And normally, when you take that type of path, that's like driving bamboo shoots up Fisherman T's fingernails. But throughout his career, Fisherman T has shown a certain soft spot for Rick Righteous. And I'm not sure why, but everybody on the roster knows it. But he loves what Righteous brings to the table, and more importantly, brings to his pocket. Now rumors have it that Petey and Rick have formed this sort of team that they haven't announced yet. But after seeing Derek Carr taken out earlier in the cards, I'm inclined to believe that this is not a rumor at all, and that there's something sticking in Denmark. That's right, Giuseppe Carrillo, Sombra lets out a battle cry, and La Muerte descends upon Righteous with a hard double axe handle. Massive clubbing punches to the back of the head of Rick Righteous, messes up the former world champion's equilibrium, and he can't even remove his robe. Look at Righteous, he's knocked on Queer Street. Oh, La Muerte just ripped the robe off of Righteous's body, and he's choking him with a satin belt, calling for the bell. The referee doesn't know how long this one will last with these two behemoths in the ring, but La Muerte is definitely in control. And here we go. With the satin belt from Rick Righteous's ring attire still wrapped around his throat, La Muerte comes with an awesome gut-wrench suplex, and Righteous arches his back in extreme pain. My, what power! La Sombra yells from the floor to move in once again, and here comes the Mexican Madman. Off the canvas and into the corner goes Righteous, and slamming into the turnbuckle hard, Righteous slumbers into the corner. Oh my God! La Muerte is giving him the bad mouth, and so is La Sombra. Hey, back up, La Sombra. You're not a wrestler. Up onto the apron. La Sombra's distracting the referee, and here comes La Muerte with a head full of steam into the air and crashes down into the turnbuckle. Muerte misses a big splash as Righteous rolls out of the way and down onto his side. Righteous is still hurt, but he's fighting through the incredible pain shooting through his back. Body shots by Righteous bring the crowd to his feet, and spinning into his back is punch. Rick connects with the side of La Muerte's head. Body blow and kick to the stomach set up a textbook. Chin buster and snapping down hard. It's all Rick Righteous, and La Sombra cannot believe his eyes. Hooking the leg for the cover and the count. One, two. Sombra puts La Muerte's foot on the rope, and Rick Righteous sees red out of the ring and going after La Sombra. Rick Righteous is a man who puts up with no nonsense from managers. Around the ring they go and sliding back into the square zone. Righteous closes the gap coming underneath the bottom rope. Oh my God! From out of nowhere, La Muerte clothesline from hell, and it knocks Rick Righteous backwards, head over heels, and the referee's ordering La Sombra to exit the ring. Get him out of the ring, referee! Don't put up with this disqualified Muerte if you have to. Inside the ring, La Muerte just body slammed the stunned Rick Righteous and listened to La Sombra saying something to him in Spanish. I don't know what I didn't catch it. La Muerte's going up to the top ropes, and this can't be good for Righteous. Sombra is telling the fans, Muerte is going to deliver a flying metal mask headbutt, and if he hits this, there's no way in hell Righteous will be able to recover. Leaping into the air with the greatest of ease, here comes a massive La Muerte, but he just missed the flying trapeze. He missed, face first into the WWE logo. La Muerte missed the flying metal headbutt dive, pulling the Mexican Madman to his feet. Rick Righteous takes the monster to the ring with an impressive reverse neck breaker. Here comes La Sombra back up onto the apron. Righteous sends a man without fear down to the concrete with a running body block. Rick turns red, and La Muerte is shaking his head. No. Muerte pulls back his foot. Righteous ducks, and Muerte just hit the referee. Down goes a man in stripes, and Rick quickly jams his thumb through the iron mask of La Muerte, blinding the big man. Low blow by Righteous sends La Muerte down to both knees. Driving clothesline knocks La Muerte flat onto his back, and Rick Righteous is motioning for his right move finisher, pulling La Muerte off the canvas. Sombra is now up onto the apron for a third time with a steel chair, and Righteous isn't concerned. Irish whip into the ropes on La Muerte by Rick Righteous, but Muerte reverses the move. What was that? Reversal. La Sombra, no! He just hit La Muerte with a steel chair shot from hell! Stumbling backwards into the center of the ring is a Dave La Muerte, and Righteous is waiting. Right move, stunner, and the referee's in perfect position looking up. One, two, we have a brand new WWA World Heavyweight Champion. Just like that, thanks to the miscue by La Sombra, Rick Righteous is now our brand new WWA American Heavyweight Champion. Can you believe it? Back from retirement. All it took was one match for Rick Bryson to establish his dominance once again. And I don't believe it. Here comes Michael Stubborn. He's presenting Rick Bryson with the championship belt. And I'm shocked, folks. I am absolutely shocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new WWA American Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous!
Failed from the ring and appears to be furious with his manager. Behind him, Mastover is trying to talk respect to him, but Fuerte is fuming, and I don't blame him. Seems to me Mastover, although he's his manager, he always wants to get involved in Fuerte's matches. And if you ask me, there's only one word to describe Mastover right now, and that's jealous. Well, fans, as Rick Righteous climbs the turnbuckle and continues to celebrate with his hometown fans, we're out of time. So on behalf of the WWA and eWrestling.org, oh my God, no, what's he doing back? What's he doing here? T-bone suplex off the second turnbuckle, jumps Righteous right onto his head. Samoan drop rattles his spine. Rick Righteous fumbles to his feet in shock, and here comes Wild Sis punch, and it hits Righteous right on the jaw, wobbling into the corner. Upside punches, Eddie Outlaw picks up a mangled steel chair, and my God, steel chair shot heard round the world. Righteous is busted open, the belt flies out of his hand. Dragon shot inside, two passes. Ball blood is all over the ring. Rick Righteous is bleeding all over the ring, and he is helpless. He is absolutely helpless in there. Eddie Outlaw has returned from the hospital with his head bandaged up, and he's taking all his frustration out on the brand new American Heavyweight Champion. Crossface Chicken Wing has been applied, and Righteous is going to sleep with the fishes. The fans are tossing garbage and chairs and everything that's not attached to the Staples Center floor into the ring as Rick Righteous continues to gush blood and pass out. That's it, folks. We don't have any more time. On behalf of the WWA and eWrestling.org, we bid you good night from the Staples Center. Eddie Outlaw has destroyed Rick Righteous, and I have never seen him as aggressive as I've seen him right now in the ring in my life. Angered, upset, and now full of pure, unadulterated hatred, Eddie Outlaw will now seek his revenge. Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.